Hello, and welcome to me, George, the Georgian ghost of Chateau Ghoul. Brian and Brenda, the owners of the chateau, are delighted to welcome you as our guests for an amazing and unique virtual chateau experience. You will be sent an invitation to join us via the Zoom, and if you want to tune in to yours truly during the experience, then select the French channel on the interpretation setting at the bottom of your screen. Don't worry, the audio description will be in English, not French, ou en français, si vous préférez. The virtual experience will be a combination of film and live interaction with Brenda and other individuals at the chateau, your Zoom hosts and your fellow audience members. As your virtual experience gets underway, you will have the pleasure of meeting your hosts for the evening. They may well include a certain gentleman by the name of Rob, a tall male with beard and spectacles, and a young lady by the name of Amy, who boasts an abundance of curls and a bright smile. They, joined by Brenda, will explain the procedure for the evening and how to begin your origami activity. It is only then that the truly exploratory experience begins. We see a pen and ink drawing of my fine mansion-like abode. The front facade is in pale creamy stone with pilasters or columns, which are scrolled at the top. Three steps lead to the front door, which is painted green. The chateau has two stories with five mullioned windows on the upper floor and four on the ground floor. Above each window is a round arch. At the top of the facade is a triangular pediment with more fancy stonework. Carefully trimmed bay trees stand to the right and left of the steps, with green foliage to the front sides of the chateau. We first meet the chateau owners in a panelled hallway. From the dado rail downwards, a little higher than waist height, the chateau features oak panelled walls. Above them is a patterned wallpaper, a dull red with repeating diamonds. Hanging on the walls are various of our certificates, all in fancy wooden frames. They include food hygiene rating 3 whole stars, another for British tarmac certificate, and another for best welcome mat, 2018. Brian is a thin, middle-aged gentleman with straight grey hair and large green eyes. He sports a smart dark brown suit with a light check, white shirt and rather natty tie. He generally moves with a confidence and a swagger as befits the owner of such a fine residence, his chin held high, a knowing smile on his lips. It could be said that Brian does bear a resemblance to a certain Maggie Fox, whom some of you may have encountered before. Brenda is a petite, middle-aged lady with long, silky silver hair and blue eyes. A heavy silver necklace graces her throat, and her shapely form is clad in a close-fitting, wrap-around blue dress with long sleeves, worn with court shoes. Brenda is much shorter than her husband, whom she looks up to with increasing exasperation on her rounded face. Her body language is contained, often standing with her hands clasped and with an anxious smile on her face. It could be said that Brenda bears a resemblance to a certain Sue Riding, whom some of you may have encountered before. To the left on our screens is a slight young woman, sometimes with a mass of gingery curls and sometimes with her hair cropped short, dressed highly inappropriately, it would seem to me, when in such grand surroundings, in a striped long-sleeved top. One would think her a convict, and grey dungarees like a workman. She wears several silver necklaces and seems to wave her hands about a good deal. I am informed that she is called Emma and is a British Sign Language interpreter, and she is always to be found somewhere, in the hallway, in a picture frame, or standing at one of the several castle windows. I am proud to announce that I also make a brief appearance wafting through the wall. As you'll hear me announce, I'm a veritable fop, bewigged in white curls and dressed in a jacquard weave frock coat of blue and gold, over an embroidered waistcoat with brass buttons, and a white frill at my neck to boot. Some people say that I have a certain resemblance to Brenda. You'll also encounter Meredith Spectre, a psychic. We first meet her in the room at the castle in her pale pink dressing gown, hairnet and curlers. Large rings catch the light on her fingers, and she cuddles Trixie, her much-loved pooch. Trixie has soft brown fur. It could be said that Meredith bears a resemblance in some way to Brian. Meredith's oak-panelled room is hung with rich velvet drapery of the most regal purple, with matching wallpaper patterned with black diamonds. Later, Meredith is ready for a séance. She sits at her table, which is covered with an orange cloth, clutching her large silver or crystal ball, which looks like something one might have taken from a nearby Christmas tree. Her grey hair is fashioned in curls below her cerise turban. She's furnished with large earrings, black beads, a black fur stole, and a glittery black jacket. Meredith's customer is Roger, whom it could be said bears a resemblance to Brenda. Roger is a short man with straight grey hair and heavily framed large glasses. He wears a loudly checked sports jacket over a striped shirt with large cufflinks and a paisley cravat. The Ouija board has a homemade look to it, a circle of plywood with letters roughly painted in black around its circumference. In the centre is a black star with a white dot. As the ethereal spirits close in, a white upside-down heart shape hovers mysteriously around the board, indicating certain letters. Various characters, whom I can only describe as arriving from the epoch of the 1970s, make a brief appearance, first glimpsed in upper windows in the facade of the chateau. One is a young woman wearing a peaked light blue cap, looking like a bus driver, with a fitted short-waisted light blue jacket with floaty frilled sleeves, far more fitting for my era, and matching flared trousers with clumpy heels to boot. Her long blonde hair flicks about as she dances wildly. The other is a tall young man with dark hair, wearing an orange shirt with wide collar, a wide tie, and also flares and platform boots, a scarf looped around his waist. They dance, waving tartan scarves around or thrusting forwards first one elbow and then the other, their hands on their hips. I am not the only spectre in the chateau, and the identical twins also make an unnerving and sudden appearance in the castle hallways. They are nearly identical, pale-faced young women, their black bobbed hair held in place with clips decorated with white flowers. They wear long Victorian smocked nightgowns with wide collars and ribbons. One appears to be taller than the other. This is Maud, or is it Mavis? Do bear with us, as sometimes we seem to experience technical problems when the screen looks as if it's been swallowed up in flames and things do go out of focus. The Chateau Ghoul Experience is brought to you by the inimitable and hugely talented combination Who Are Lip Service, their other nomenclatures being Maggie Fox and Sue Riding. It's been observed that Maggie Fox bears a certain resemblance to Brian, to Meredith, to one of the nearly identical twins, and one of the 70s dancers. It has also been remarked upon that Sue Riding bears a resemblance to Brenda, to Roger, to one of the nearly identical twins, one of the 70s dancers, and to myself, George, the Georgian ghost. Although, of course, we have different vocal registers. You will also be meeting Mike Micklethwaite from nearby Pike Hills Golf Club, a middle-aged gentleman of broad build with a pinkish complexion, dressed in a natty style, black and white golfing cap pulled down firmly, a blue blazer and matching trousers, with an embroidered crest on his breast pocket showing a golf caddy and crossed golf clubs, over a blue jumper with a diamond pattern and pink bow tie. The role of Mike Micklethwaite is taken by a Mr. Mark Chatterton. Working at the chateau and helping to look after the llamas is a gentleman by the name of Dean. He is around 40, medium height, with shaved greying hair and large, soft brown eyes. He wears what I believe is called a high visibility jacket over a white shirt with working trousers. The role of Dean is taken by a Mr. Darren Southworth. We look forward to welcoming you to Chateau Ghoul.